Hey, I've got some footy news.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Melbourne fans, Western Bulldogs fans, just turn up your radio a little bit. Now, I have some information that I think is true. Carlton and Richmond is going to open up the season again.
Thursday night.
Thursday night, round one. Put it in your diary.
Okay, I'm getting out the pencil.
I am told that Friday night, a day later, is looking increasingly likely will be the grand final replay.
Round one.
Of Melbourne against the Western Bulldogs. Now, it's been a while since we've had grand final replays in round one. They usually save them for a little bit later in the year. But I am told that Melbourne, early days after the grand final, went to the AFL and said, hey, everyone's fans, including our fans, have been absolutely smashed by the pandemic. Melbourne fans and the Western Bulldogs fans couldn't be there, largely, to see what happened, unless you... No, I won't go there. So, let's give it to them earlier. And let's unfurl the flag on the Friday for the people and the fans that have been waiting 57 years to do it. I'll tell you this, Jimmy. What a 1-2 punch it would be if we had close-to-capacity crowds. Carlton-Richmond Thursday night usually gets 80,000 without even blinking. They'll sell it out Friday night, the Demons and the Western Bulldogs. That would be awesome. Now, the question I have, 13-13-32, Melbourne fans, are you happy with it there? Would you like it to be pushed back a little bit so you got something to look forward to later in the season? I don't know why you would. Or, neutral fans, is this an actual opportunity for the AFL to say, no, Melbourne against the Western Bulldogs is a much more important fixture than Richmond versus Carlton? Should that be the Thursday night? 13-13-32. Jimmy.
Mate, good point there. We love traditional sort of games. So, from my point of view, Geelong, Hawthorn, Easter Monday.
Yep.
So every Easter Monday, Geelong, Hawthorn are playing.
Yep. Great marquee fixture.
Anzac Day, always.
Queen's birthday?
Yeah, another one.
So Anzac Day Eve.
All that.
So Melbourne. Dreamtime at the G.
Yep. So all that sort of stuff. So do you go against the grain of that? Because if you change at 1 year, the Thursday night opener being now traditionally, I know it hasn't always been Carlton Richmond, but it has
been for a while.
Yeah. But then that opens up the door every year for every other club to go, well, why not? Why not us?
Yeah. I'm kind of neutral on this. I think that Carlton Richmond is a nice way to start the season and they always get a big crowd. But I can see the neutral fan going, well, hang on. Richmond belt Carlton every year. They haven't won every opening round since 2013. We'd like to see another game.
Yeah, but the point I'm making is this is just a not this year thing. So if you change it to, oh, well, let's just make Melbourne Bulldogs, well, then every year then it changes, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm personally happy with that. I think that Thursday night, Friday night is bang, bang. Love it. But what do the Melbourne fans think? What do the Dogs fans think?
Would they love to get out their fresh charcuterie boards they all got for Christmas?
Don't be cheeky. The Melbourne fans will come for you if you do that.
No, they've made them as merchandise.
Have they?
Yes.
Okay.
See?
Missed that.
Wasn't just me. I'm helping them selling merch.
Rosetta's in Deer Park. Hello, Rosetta.
Hi, boys. How are you going?
We're good.
That's good. I'm a Western Bulldogs supporter, and if the AFL do that, that is sensational. That'll make up for not being there.
Yep.
I think it'll be great for footy and it'll be great for the fans to get there so early in the season. Round one would be fantastic. And it'd be a full house, I guarantee it.
Rosetta, would you want it on the Thursday night or the Friday night?
Oh, look, I'm happy with the Friday night. It's no big. I think I'm happier with the Friday night, actually. I love Friday night.
Rosetta, I'm not trying to open up old wounds here, but can you just tell me what was going through your head when Bontempelli snapped the ball over his shoulder to put you 19 points up midway through the third quarter?
Well, I can't even... I grabbed my husband, we danced around the lounge room, but that didn't last very long.
No, it was a short
dance. Here we go, it's all over, we are going to win this. And that was really short-lived.
Matt, our paddle operator's Bulldogs, got the Bulldogs mask on. He just had to take a little break.
Can I ask you, you're the Scoopy, do you have any information when actually Friday night time slot does it start? Is it still going to be at like... Quarter to midnight after the eighth running of Bears at Homes and Gardens, or is it going to be at 7?
You're one of these people that think that the footy's on too late, eh?
Friday night it is.
7:50.
far too late.
Just gives a little bit of extra time for the people coming from the CBD. And it,
no one's in the CBD, mate. Well, it's empty.
They might be, James. It's empty. Because we might actually open up the city again.
You could shoot three cannons down there and you wouldn't hit anybody.
Yeah, and yet the councils are still towing cars 4:33 on Clearways.
And I'm telling you, if you're going to see the footy and it's at 7 o'clock, you're leaving work early on a Friday.
Well, businesses are very important. And jobs need to be done.
Most people have knocked off at lunchtime for the long lunch anyway.
that's
a Friday tradition in Melbourne, and don't tell me any different.
Don't tell anyone. Toby's in Shepparton. G'day, Toby.
G'day, mate.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, historically, round one, you sort of get sellouts regardless. I'm a Tiger man, but Tigers, Carlton always get big numbers, and every other game generally does. It just loses the potential for an 8-0 rematch or a 7-1 where it turns into an 8-point game when it gets cold and miserable in Melbourne when no one's down the footy. Sort of open it back up and get everyone back in there for the blockbusters. You don't want to put all your eggs in there around one and two basket, that's all.
No, that's a good point. Thanks, Toby. From Shepparton to Q. G'day, Anthony.
Scoop, g'day. I would actually start every season with the Premiers unfurling their flag. That's got to be the first game of every season. I'm declaring that now as a Melbourne supporter. But I've hated seasons in the past where you get to like round four before Geelong actually get down to Geelong. I reckon the very first game should be the Premiers unfurling their flag. Forget Carlton Richmond, that's boring. And it should be Melbourne against Port Adelaide, not Melbourne against Bulldogs. Melbourne against Bulldogs will happen. Melbourne should use the... Because Port's a team they didn't play in the finals one, and use it as a game that's normally a low-drawing crowd. Use that as a if you like, an extra blockbuster.
I don't mind that idea. It's not one I've heard before. So he's saying use another big team that went deep into September, but that Melbourne didn't play, that would otherwise usually...
Didn't play for.
No, I like it.
Yeah, bit of thought there. Different. I like it. And he's also updating his Windows application in the background we heard there.
Yeah, and driving as well. Yeah. There's a lot going on with Anthony.
No, but that's a clever thing. We love solutions. I love when someone comes on with a solution.
Yeah. Now, I think the AFL are saying that, well, we don't know if we can make it the Friday because we've got to look ahead on days' breaks around what day's Anzac Day going to be, you know, Queen's Birthday. But I think Anzac Day's a Monday this next year. Queen's Birthday, obviously, on the Monday. So that shouldn't really affect breaks of a Friday night. Like, if Anzac Day Eve was a Wednesday, you could see them working backwards. Anyway, I don't know if it's going to happen, but I'd say it would be the favourite right now. Carlton Richmond on the Thursday night, Melbourne Bulldogs on the Friday night. Watch this space.